Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
American vernacular now from those Progressive commercials. Here's another soundbite, if you will, from one of those TV ads.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer.
Guess what? The waiter doesn't need to know your name.
That's my favorite line. How about this one?
If you printed out directions to get here today, you're in the right place. My seminars are a great tool to help young homeowners who are turning into their parents. Now remember, they're not programs, they're TV shows. You woke up early. No one cares.
Okay, so the object of the game is to not have any of the traits that they keep talking about in those commercials. I print out directions sometimes, and am I calling it wrong? Is it TV show or program now? I guess it's not programs. Oh, nuts. How about this one? Go ahead, Elif. Hit another bite.
Do we really need a sign to live, laugh, and love?
Yes.
The answer is no.
And she's like, every time one of her signs went in the garbage can, a little part of her died. She was like, So here is Sean McBride, the chief creative officer at Arnold Worldwide, the agency behind those ads. Hey, Sean, welcome to WGN Radio in Chicago.
Hey, John, thank you for having me.
On behalf of America, thank you for providing us a humorous break during these troubling times.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that you feel that way.
Do a lot of people? What kind of reaction have you all been getting from your campaign?
The reaction has been really good, which is, you know, obviously rewarding and super fun for us. I think the campaign, like the Becoming Your Parents stuff we've been doing for a couple of years, and the reaction's always been really good, but I have to say, the new batch right now, I don't know if it's because people are watching more TV or just because we really hit our stride in them. But yeah, it feels like the last month or so, the buzz has been really high. So that's gratifying.
I noticed it too. I mean, I'm not you. I don't know what kind of buzz you get, but we seem to notice it. My friends and I talk about it more in the last month or so for whatever reason. Where do you get the lines then? So do you ask people, go home, talk to your parents or your grandparents, look around? I mean, where did you come up with the copy for those?
I mean, there's a little of that, but I also think, you know, we're our jobs professionally are to figure out how to construct a joke to make it land. So there's a little of asking around or pulling from your own personal experience. And then there's just, you know, the art of sort of writing a character and figuring out what those characters would say. So I think it's some of both. I mean, I will tell you for sure that, like, in the process of reviewing those cuts, it was happening during Thanksgiving. And in my own home, like, I was, you know, on Zoom, the dining room table, and behind me on the mantle, like halfway through looking at them, shows up a sign that I can't remember if it's a give thanks or gather or whatever the Thanksgiving yeah. wooden sign is, you know. So I'm a sufferer as well as an awesome apparently.
Recovery groups for worried about becoming your parents. But I think there's a certain intuition in them too. For instance, the one where they are in the hardware store or wherever, and somebody comes by with the blue hair, and I think it yeah. is natural to look at that person and ask yourself questions, but now you're staring, and so there's Dr. Rick saying, what was the line? We all see it.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I also think it's like, if something happens, I don't know, like, you know, and hopefully if you're aging properly, it happens later. But, like, there's an adult thing that, or a grown-up thing that happens where your filter goes away, right? Like, when you're a kid, yes. like, you play it, like, cool. Like, oh, I'm used to that. Like, I know that. That's
right.
not weird.
Right.
And something happens when you hit a certain age where you feel the need to, like, say it out loud and judge it or something. So that one, to me, is, like, a really concise, I can say that because I didn't think of it, really concise one, right? It's, like, it's so true. And it's, like, not one, you know, like, packing the car, which I think is true, but that's one we've all heard a million times, but. That one I find, like, really, 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 really well-observed.
Yeah.
Again, because I didn't write, so I'm allowed to compliment it.
Steve, did I hear you say something over there? Not
no.
necessarily. No. I heard a microphone move, and I wondered which of my colleagues was about to say something.
That was me.
What's up?
John.
Someone just texted in, you don't have to turn off your car radio when you're trying to find your destination. Guess who does that?
Oh, my gosh. One of my colleagues, my old producer, Matt Bubala, busted me. He said, well, why don't you turn down the radio, John, and you'll be able to see where you're going better. And I said, really? Really?
Why do we? It's like we have to turn off one sense.
I think that's it.
To engage the other.
Here's what bothers me. And you're going to have to take the brunt of this, Sean. So these observations are seen as digs. And I hate that because... maybe they're not bad things. Maybe they're natural things. And by the way, the guy does have blue hair, damn it. Maybe I do get to think about that.
I think they're done with love.
Like I said, they're done from
And they're done from people who are, you know, at least not everybody. We have, you know, people of all age and demographic working on campaign, but you know, they're done from people who are finding it themselves and experiencing themselves.
What about this? This is my colleague, Steve Bertrand, who hosts Chicago's Afternoon News here on WGN Radio. I'll punch him up, Producer Elephant. That is on line 9. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, guys. You know what? I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I could not get back to sleep.
Hey, Steve, no one cares. No, we don't need to know. We don't need to know, Steve. No one cares.
I'm so glad you guys are talking because I'm obsessed by these commercials. But I noticed something, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the coach is more stern in the latest ads than he was in the previous ones. Is that by design, or am I just imagining that?
You know, it's not by design, that's for sure. You know, it might just be sort of like the cadence of those particular stories that we told. Like, I do think, you know, he gets a little rough around the edges when he's dumping that sign in the garbage. But it also gets a big laugh. And it, I don't know, it feels true to, like, if you were, you know, if you were a guy who was trying to develop methods to solve his problem, maybe you've got some gentle methods and maybe you've got some harsher methods.
Well, there are lines in these commercials, and Steve, I'll ask you, that I think we regard almost like your TV show. Like, I'll say, what's your favorite show? What are you watching? Do you have a favorite line or observation from the Progressive campaign?
I mean, it's obvious you've been saying it. We all see it. We all see it. I probably say that 10 or 12 times a day.
All right. Well, listen.
I'll let you guys talk. I just wanted to ask that question.
Nice to hear you. Steve Bertrand hosts Chicago's Afternoon News. You'll hear him later this afternoon. Is it unusual, then, because you also have Flo? Are you writing the stuff for Flo in that campaign, too?
Yeah, at any given time, our friends at Progressive, our dear clients in Cleveland, you know, we have a whole host of campaigns going at once, and Arnold is, along with their internal agency, Arnold is writing all of them. So, yeah, we have, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 different campaigns with characters going at the same time, and we have... you know, a pretty solid crew of writers who are jumping, you know, there's some that lead specific ones, but writers jumping around and writing them all.
Still, my question is, this is just an advertising question, is it unusual to have two major characters representing a product or a company? I mean, is it confusing? Is it the best use of resources? Are they competing? What's the industry think about that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think there's necessarily a standard industry point of view. But what I would say in this case is, you know, Dr. Rick serves a very clear purpose for them business-wise. They're a big, very well-run company who's mostly known. There's a car insurance company, and they have this growing homeowners insurance business. And so when this campaign launched, you know, it was a very clear business goal to try to get first-time homebuyers to identify Progressive as a potential home insurer. So really it serves a very specific business purpose. And then, you know, Flo has other business purposes that she served for a long time.
Wait a minute. So Dr. Rick is getting us to buy homeowners insurance, and Flo is getting us to buy auto insurance.
That's basically true. Yeah.
Yeah. Shame on me for not seeing that distinction. I hope that doesn't trouble you. Maybe it does, but but isn't that a problem?
I don't know.
If people love a campaign, does it translate? Do they go, that was great comedy? Does it actually get them to buy insurance?
Yeah, I think there. I mean, my contention would be yes, but I don't think there's like a standard yes or no answer for the universe. What I would say would be, I think it's really a discussion about decision points, like, right, at what point and what time do you make that consideration, and then are we present in your consciousness when you do?
And I would argue that, you know, if you're a big part of culture and everybody identifies your campaign and your brand is associated with it, I think it makes it very likely that in the moment where you're deciding, all right, I got to ensure something, I got to figure out how to do it, that Progressive makes that list.
So it's not necessary to give me the value or the features of the company, although they sneak some of those in, but mostly it's make it top of mind. I need insurance. Oh, who's an insurance company? Progressive comes to mind because of this conversation we're having right now, and that's all you need to do.
That would be my argument, and the other part of that would be insurance specifically, and this is probably why there are the ad wars that there are in that category. It's a thing that we all legally have to have. So the universe is big and finite, right? It's not like, do I want to go buy bread right now or not? It's like, well, I have to have this, and at some point I'm going to need to have it legally. And so, you know, how do I decide which one I'm going to pick or who's in my brain when I do decide? So specifically true, I think, or especially true maybe in the insurance game.
Sean McBride's on a phone line, chief creative officer at the agency called Arnold Worldwide, and they did those Progressive campaigns. One last thing, Sean. So do people continually come up to you going, you got to do this? My mom yesterday said.
Yes.
In fact, if I opened up my phone lines right now, I'm going to do this. You don't have to stick around. My number is 312-981-7200. Just text to 312-981-7200. The next trait you'd like to see them parody in the Progressive campaign, because you probably get those suggestions all the time, right?
I do, and the other half I get is I get like accusations that that it's about, you know, specifically my mom, or you know, right? I get that, where she's like, "Is that about me?" And I'm like, "No, no, no." Or you know, other people in our universe, you get some of that, where it's like, "Did you are you making fun of me with that?" And the answer is, of course not.
Well, I'm just so glad that you guys have such a keen eye, because sometimes we're living our lives not really realizing that thing that bugs us. And then you tell us that and we go, oh, yeah. And I'll give you another example. The pillows. There's a scene in one of the commercials where Rick is telling somebody to take the hundreds of pillows off the sofa. It's not a sofa now. It's a pillow holder, for crying out loud. And I know they're lovely, but I think there's a population that loves that and a population that doesn't. And as we get older, we seem to collect more pillows.
Yeah, and there's like a critical mass thing there. I don't know. It's exactly right. Like, then there's so many of them, and then you get more. And I definitely have moments where I'm taking them off before I'm trying to go to bed, as an example. And I'm like, you know, why are we just doing this thing when we're moving them back and forth? Like, what function does this serve? So, yes.
Is this one, like, does an older person get in the car, and instead of getting in the car and driving off, they check the seatbelt, check the mirror, check all of the mirrors, you know, adjust the seat. You go, come on, let's go. Any day now. I don't know if that's something that would take too long, or if it's not. That's the problem. If it's not signature enough, if people don't get it, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, well, it's part of what, you know, we do for a living is try to make them concise and make them universal and have you get it really quick. Because 30 seconds isn't a lot of time. And, we've built 4, 5, or 6 in each one. So yeah, that's why we get paid the low to medium bucks.
I'll send you what my audience sends me, and maybe we'll be featured, one of our suggestions, in one of your upcoming ads. Okay.
I bet you legally someone's going to tell me that I'm not allowed to accept ideas. So,
verbally, anyway.
But,
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Sean, well done to you and your team over there. Thanks for making us smile today.
Hey, I was appreciate the kind words, and it was really nice to be asked to talk, so thank you.
Maybe we'll do it again. That's Sean McBride. He's the chief creative officer at Arnold Worldwide. Lucky them that they have a client that says, yeah, do something crazy, insurance.